It's the Brewers and the Reds, and Hernan Perez might be the team's hottest hitter, not named Eric Thames, but Perez is certainly working to close that gap.
Line drive by Votto down the right field line in pursuit of Schebler. Here comes Pena. He's being waved around, and he will score. And going to third base is Perez. He's done it again. And the Brewers take a 1-0 lead on a triple to right by Hernan Perez.
Perez only a 209 batter, but he is 6-for-13 against the Reds with a couple of home runs, six ball games, and he hammers this one into right center field. That's another hit, and that one is going to be bobbled by Hamilton. They're waving the runner home, and the cutoff is bounced, and the Brewers have taken a 2-0 lead. And the Brewers with a chance to break this one open here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch on the ground, up the middle. That's a base hit. Two runs are going to score, and it is 4-0 Brewers.
Hernan Perez, who has been another bane in the existence of Reds pitchers in this series, he has tripled to not get a run. He has tripled again to not get a run. And he sends one to straightaway center field, and he has greeted Robert Stevenson with a home run. Folks, believe me when I tell you, he doesn't hit against anybody else in this league. But for some strange reason, he simply takes batting practice off Cincinnati pitching. It's 5-0. Thames is grounded out, drawn a walk, fly to left. That might be number 11. High fly ball, way back in right. It's gone. Eric Thames does it again. That is now 8 home runs he's hit off the Reds in this seasonal series, and his National League leading 11th of the season. And now they're turning it into a good old-fashioned butt-whipping. It's 9-0.
Another difficult night for Reds manager Brian Price, as he saw his pitchers run into this Milwaukee offensive buzzsaw, falling to the Brewers 9-1, thanks largely to the exploits of Hernan Perez and Eric Thames. Here is the Cincy skipper on the setback against the Brewers.
So far, Thames and Hernan Perez in this season series, almost unreal at this point, is it not?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Tell me about Scott Feldman. We talked to him. Walks got him into problems, and I know he had to throw a lot of pitches to get Ryan Braun out 3 times.
Yeah, it was more challenging today for Scott just to get those quick outs. You know, I had good stuff, and they just found a way to fight and battle him as they did the previous start, I think, at our place. Fight off tough pitches, take deep at bats, and really put the heat on him, and he was able really to limit the damage there until that mid-game 3-run inning. But even then, you know, at 4-0, you know, we're still in that ball game right there, and unfortunately they were able to crack off another big inning, and that kind of put the game away.
Can you talk us through the 6 where it kind of unraveled a lot, but where Robert Stevenson ran into trouble once again?
Well, he was throwing it over the plate. He was just missing spots, and they were on it. You know, I mean, you know, the home run, the double, you know, and then things are going, and then we get back to Thames, and he hits a second home run of the inning for their club, and you know, Robert didn't throw a lot of pitches. He just didn't have a lot of success with the location, and they squared him up pretty good.
It's safe to say that any pitcher would have their hands full right now with this red hot Milwaukee offense, as Scott Feldman needed 101 pitches to get through just 5 innings on Tuesday, giving up 4 runs on 5 hits while walking 5. Feldman spoke about his outing following the game.
You know, I mean, they've been swinging the bat pretty well. You know, tonight, shot myself in the foot a couple times with some bad walks, and, you know, they were able to score some runs there. But, yeah, they've been swinging the bats well. But, you know, for me, I got to come out and do a better job and, you know, keep the pitch count under control. I think I spent about 27 pitches just trying to get Braun out 3 times. So, you know, I got to do a better job with the pitch count and the walks.
I think it was the second you had a 2-out walk, and that added 13 pitches, and then led to the Perez triple or something.
Yeah, and he's been swinging the bat really well. So, you know, it's a bad walk right there to Pena, and you know, that one, and then obviously walking the pitcher, two pretty bad walks. The other 3, I wasn't upset about, but those 2 were pretty brutal.
The Brewers crushed the Reds 9-1. Eric Thames sets a new franchise record for the month of April with his 11th home run. Hernan Perez also becomes just the second player in franchise history with a home run and two triples in the same game, joining Ted Savage from the 1970 season.